The first idea comes to us from the Imre Chaim of Vizhnitz. The pasuk says, "Those of Areish b'chomar shoseichem b'yom haShabbos." Make sure to not light a fire on your house and on Shabbos Kodesh. Says the Vizhnitz Rebbe, "Those of Areish b'chomar shoseichem" means don't. The deeper idea, what's the deeper idea? The deeper idea is don't wait for the Shabbos to come and then you're going to feel the Kedusha Shabbos. No, the whole week a person has to be able to prepare themselves. So a person has to prepare themselves, use the daven and be able to be bezocht, to feel the Kedusha Shabbos. That's why I saw the same idea really in last week's Parsha, Parsha's Mishpatim. V'shamav v'nei Yisrael asa Shabbos, l'asos asa Shabbos, says the Orachayim HaKadosh. Right? Orachayim HaKadosh says v'shamav v'nei Yisrael asa Shabbos doesn't just refer to guarding Shabbos. He means that you're mitzapet Shabbos, you're yearning for Shabbos, you're waiting for Shabbos. And he says that's exactly what a chassan and kala, by the chassan and kala, by the chassan is waiting for the kala to come in. That's for Aviv Shomer Sadover, why by Yaakov, he waited for Shabbos. We can't just wait for Shabbos to come in, the Kedusha Shabbos hits us. You have to yearn for it the entire week, and that's the idea of the Imre Chaim of Vizhnitz. Don't wait for Shabbos to be inspired, prepare yourself the entire week, and then... you'll be zocht to feel the Kedusha Shabbos, which is the Or Chaim from last week. A person has to be mitzapa, like a chaslan greeting his kala. Second idea comes, a beautiful idea of the Vizhnitz Rebbe and the Or Chaim HaKadosh. Second idea comes to us from the Kliyokar. Parak Lamed Hei, Pasuk Hei. So Moshe's gathering Klai Yisrael, and he says, Kechum Yitchem Truma LaHashem Kol Nediv Libo. Everyone should give a portion of what they want, of their gifts. Yiviel, Trumas HaShem, Zav, Chasav, and Nechoshes. Says the Kliyakar, what's this lush of mi'itchem? You should bring from yourselves. Mi'itchem seems to be a little extraneous, if I have to say, a little extraneous. What's going on over here? Says the Kliyakar, beautiful idea. He says, you know, sometimes people do things for the wrong reasons. They give tzedakah, they do things because other people are doing it. Says the Kliyakar, kichu mi'itchem means when you're doing something, do it for the right reasons. Do it for the real, do it for the sincere reasons. You know, notice saying L'Shavas says Atul Lahem V'Leza Enu Mi'itchem. Right? You only do things for because other people do. No, do it because you want to do it. Mi'itchem, because you want to be able to do it. Because you want to be able to do the right thing. And that's the Kliyakar, and I believe that's really the idea that the Rav Yosef Kaya writes. If you look in Hilchos Brachos Siman Reish Laman Aleph, it's one sif. The Siman Ish Kol Kanasos Yilushem Shemayim. How does a Jew live 24/7 as a Jew? That everything they do is with the Kaddish Baruch in mind. We know from the Gemara that the Rambam quotes, everything that they do should be for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they're eating, they're drinking, they're walking, they're standing, their conversations, everything is Yudhei, everything is Yeshiva, Kima, Sicha, Halicha, Shasi, everything is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have HaKadosh Baruch Hu on your mind. Kein obeis baro tamid. And when someone does this, you're actually serving the Rabban Hashem constantly. You're not just doing it because other people are doing it. You're doing it because at the end of the day, you know and you feel that it's the right thing to do. Beautiful insight of the Kliyach. Why is this Mi'itchem? Because the Kaddish Moshe was telling Klai Yisrael, do things, but not just don't just do the right thing, but do it also for the right reasons. And that's exactly the Vort, the Beis Yosef, in Siman Reish Lamed Aleph. Moving on to idea number three. Idea number three comes to us from the Lev Eliyov, of Eliyov Lopian. So we look in Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Chaf. Pasuk says that the last pasuk in Rishon, "Vayetsu kol adas b'nei Yisrael milifnei Moshe." All the Klal Yisrael, they left Moshe. They left Moshe's presence. So ask the Lev Eliyahu, "Shkoyach, who Moshe was having this whole conversation with them? Who else would they have gone away from? Why is the pasuk to tell us milifnei Moshe? They left from Moshe." So he says such a beautiful insight. He says, you know, let's give a mashal. This is not the mashal that he gives. But you see someone who gets a tan, you know that they went to a warm weather. They went to warm weather in January break, Pesach break, summer break. You know that they were in a certain place. He says it's the same thing when a person goes to a tzaddik, when a person goes to a holy place, you should see it on their face. You should see it on their essence. Yetzu called out b'nei Yisrael lifnei Moshe. Doesn't just telling us a random fact. It says when Klai Yisrael left Moshe, everyone saw that they were by Moshe. They were by Moshe. It wasn't just a fact. It was something that was on their face. It was in their neshama. It was in their soul. Just like someone goes lahavdil, you go to Florida. You go to Eretz Yisrael. You get a nice tan, and someone knows it's on your face. It's in your neshama. That's what happened when the Klal Yisrael came, when they came past Moshe Rabbeinu. And we're going to see why Dafka Moshe Rabbeinu. Why Dafka this happened in the next idea. But I think for this is the idea of Rabbi Chaim Michal of Zlatchev, right? Pasuk says, we said it to say it today's Shir Shayom, Miyala Bahar Hashem, Miyakum Mkom Kachu. Who could go up to the mountain and who could stand in its place? Miyala Bahar Hashem, says Richa Michal Zlachev, it's very easy to be inspired. Miyala Bahar Hashem, Miyakum Mkom Kachu. Who could take it with them? It's very easy to have that Avas Hashem, to have that Shalash Shuddis, that Kabbalah Shabbos. Miyakum Mkom Kachu. Who could take that experience, that rendezvous with the Rabban? Who could take it with Miyakum Mkom Kachu? Who could take it with you? Milifnei Moshe, says Rabbi Lopian, those Jews who are standing in front of Moshe Rabbeinu now, who are hearing all about the Zav and the Choshes, and they're hearing all about this, everything about to do with the Mishkan, it was on their face, it was in their neshama, because it was with them. It was in their neshama, it was in their essence, it was in their core. And that says, that Rabbi Eliel Lopian, that's what says Milifnei Moshe, because it was with them, it was something that, it was a part of them. And Chumachal Zach says that's the whole avort of our daily lives, to be able to take the inspiration with us, to keep us going, keep the fire going. Amalek, Asher Karcha Baderek, tries to quiet us down, tries to say no, tries to cool us up. We are our avoda. We welcome Kom Kacho to take the Kedush of Shabbos, to take the Kedush of other, and take it with us wherever we go. Beautiful insights of the Rel Yopian and Vichlo Mechel Zlachev. Moving on to idea number four. Idea number four comes to us from the Yitav Lev of Sigit. Pasuk says, Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Lamed Vav. Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Lamed Vav. So we know that Bezalel was in charge of creating the all the handiwork of the Mishkan. And the Pasuk says, Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Lamed Vav, Lamed Dalet. Gave Bezalel the ability to teach in his heart. He gave him the ability to be able to teach. Says Yitav Lev, what's the insight over here? What's the Torah trying to teach us about Bezalel, that he was the one who constructed the Mishkan and everything? What's going on over here? Says the Yitav Lev, a beautiful idea. He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show us that the great anava of Bezalel, the great humility of itself, that he gave him the ability to teach, meaning that Bezalel saw the only reason why he was so great is in order for him to teach. It wasn't anything to do b'schus atzmo for himself. It was b'schus acherim, b'schus harabim. And he said, because Bezalel had this great anava, this great humility, that's why he was zochah to be mashpi on others, to influence others. And he says that's why Dafka he was chosen to be the one to be able to build the Mishkan. I think this connects to a beautiful insight from last week's Parsha. Actually, tomorrow night is the yartzeit of the Noam HaMelech. So the Pasuk says, in Kisisa Lamedal Chavtes Vayi, Bered this Moshe Minahar, Moshe Benu came down from the mountain. And the Noam HaMelech asks, what's this? It says that Moshe came down twice? What's going on over here? So he says, a beautiful insight by Moshe Benu. He says, Beridito Minahar, what's this going on? Beridito Minahar. So you want to tell me that he learned the Anava from Har Sinai? Great. It says Beridito is really Beis Shiridito. What is Beis Shiridito? Ba'avur Ridito Minahar. Because when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai, he came down with such humility, came down with such anava. That's why he was zochah to have that Koran Or. He was zochah to have that ability to be able to be mashpia on others. He was zochah to be able to care for others and influence others. And says the Noam HaMelech, you want to know how to influence others? You want to know how to inspire others? First, make sure yourself is, you're Baal Anava, you're humble, you're a Moshe Rabbeinu, and you realize it's all about the Schus HaRab, and then you could translate it into caring and influencing others. That's the idea of the Yitav Lev that we're here by Ulur Horas Nosan Belibo. Bezalel says it wasn't nothing to do with him, it was Schus HaRab, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the ability to teach. And the Noam HaMelech says that really, that's really the lesson we see from Moshe Rabbeinu as well. The lesson of Moshe Rabbeinu was at the end of the day, when he came down from the har, he had that shining countenance on his face because he had the great anava, the great humility. Moshe anav mikol adam, beautiful insight of the Yitav Lev and Noam HaMelech. And finally, the fifth and final idea will connect it a little bit to Shabbos Shkalim. So we know by Kisisa, Kadosh Baruch Hu commands Moshe to count Klai Yisrael with a half a shekel. And all everyone asks why. I saw such a beautiful insight, and we've quoted this in the past, but I think it bears repeating again. The Al Shech HaKadosh tells us, why is it that Kadosh Baruch Hu commands Moshe to count Klai Yisrael with a half a shekel? Because why a half a shekel? Because every Jew is only a half by themselves. Once you connect yourself with others, once you connect yourself with other Jews, then you can be a full shekel. That's the whole vort of being a Yid, of being a Jew, is making sure to always go into looking at, always caring for others, always be concerned for others. And that's why the Al Sheikh says, this is probably one of the most famous ideas, The Chodesh Baruch Hu only tells Moshe Rabbeinu to count Klai Yisrael at the half a shekel to teach us the lesson that at the end of the day, you're only half by yourself. Once you care about others, then, and only then, will you be a few. You connect your half a shekel to someone else's shekel, then you get the full shekel. Which is really the insight in the later on in the Parsha, in Vayakal, Lamed Vav Chavtes. The Pasuk says, Lamed Vav Chavtes. Right, talking about the certain beams by the Mishkan, by the sockets, they're fitted together at the bottom. Together, they're matching at the top. It says the Ozhar Rebbe, the Bar Moshe, Milmata. When Jews are they're connected downstairs, Yachtav Yisamim El Rosho. What's going to happen? You're going to be able to do tremendous things in the upper world. When the Jews care for each other, your Leich Knosis, Kol Yehudim, down here, you're caring about other Jews, you're caring about someone else's half shekel, you care about someone else's Shabbos table, you care about someone else's Purim, then, Chodesh Baruch Hu says, you understand what it's all about. You understand the lesson of Machas HaShekel, and you understand the lesson of the Mishkan. Let's just review these five ideas. The first idea we quoted from the Irmei Chaim Avizhnitz. What's the solution? You can't just wait for Shabbos to come. You have to prepare yourself. That's the Or Chaim from last week. B'shamar b'nei Yisrael Shabbos. B'shamar is a lesson of Shamar to mimit Tzapa, to wait like a chasen greeting or a kala. Second idea with Kliyakar. What's the solution? Kechum me'idchem. You should take from yourselves me'idchem. Make sure you're doing things for the right reasons. Make sure you're doing it not because other people are doing it or because other people are giving charity or tzedakah or other people are learning. You're doing it because you know that's right. That's the Shulchan Aruch that Rav Yosef Kairo writes in Siman Reish Lama Av. Kol Ganasli Dim Shem Shemayim. You always do things for the right reasons. That's how a Jew can serve their Bona Shem. The third idea, the Lev Elio, tells us they left Moshe Rabbeinu, right? The last Pasuk in Rishon. The Jews left from Moshe's. Of course they left from Moshe. That's who they were talking to. Why is the Pasuk emphasizing us? Because the same way when a Jew leaves a certain place, you see it on their face. They got a tan, they were cold, they were hot, whatever it was. When you see someone who's Kaddosh, who was someone who's inspired, at the end of the day, you saw it on their face, you saw it in their Shema. And that's, Mifnei Moshe means, not just a little historical fact, you saw on their face that they were by Moshe Rabbeinu, that they were by their Rebbe, they were by Moshe Rabbeinu. Which is the idea of Rechel Melchel Zlach of Mila Abahar Shom Miyakum Kom Kacho. Who could stand up on the mountain? Who could go grow on the mountain, but who could stand there? Right? It's very easy to be inspired to have Avas Hashem Miyakum Kom Kacho. Take the inspiration of Shabbos, take the inspiration of Adar, and take it into the week, and take it into your life. The fourth idea, the Yitav Lev, Horos Nasan Beliba by Betzal, the Kadosh Baruch Hu was going to be able to, that he gave him the ability to teach. And it says the Yitav Lev, Betzal saw that it wasn't only anything to do with his chusim, it had to do with chus Rabban, that he was able to teach everything about the Mishkan and build everything with the Mishkan. When a person has this anava, he's able to be mashpia on others. And that's last week's parsha. Moshe Rabbeinu came down from the har, but Beredetu min har. Why is the pasuk emphasizing, says the Nomei HaMelech, why is it emphasizing that he came down from the har a second time? Because not just Beredetu min har, but it's Beshvil Beredetu, because he lowered himself, because he had this anava, because he had this humility, that helped him to be inspired and connect and bring Kedusha to his own face and to inspire others. Beautiful insight of the the Yitav Lev, the Noam Melech. Finally, the fifth and final idea of the Ashach and the Ber Moshe. The Ashach says, why is it the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells us that each Jew is only half a shekel? Why can't everyone have a full shekel? Because everyone has to realize that you're only a half until you connect yourself with other people. Until you connect yourself with other Jews, caring for them and feeling their concern and going out of your way. And that's the idea of the Ber Moshe in Chavtes, in Perek Lamed Vav of Chavtes, by talking about the beams by the Mishkan. V'yisomim Melmata, V'yachtov, you summon a rosho. You care about Jews milmata, the yachtov. You summon a rosho. Then you're going to do great things upstairs. Our interpersonal relationships have great ramifications upstairs. And that's the word. Leich Knosos Kol Yehudim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu should bless us to grow in our waitness for Shabbos, to grow into our yearning for Shabbos, to grow for our sincerity, to grow in our connecting ourselves and taking the kedusha in our lives with us, to grow in our humility and to grow in our achdus and abedanadam lechaverab ezra Hashem shkoyach.